Chapter 7. When calm ceases to be interpreted as a slowing down. There is a particular moment in many maturation processes when something important begins to stabilize, yet this stabilization itself may initially be misunderstood. For a long time, human beings spontaneously associate inner movement with a certain intensity. When a new understanding appears, it is often accompanied by a marked impression of movement. When a deep question arises, it creates a perceptible inner activity. When a transformation seems to occur, it is frequently experienced as a clear change. More thought, more sensitivity, more inner movement. This relationship between intensity and progression appears natural. The mind more easily recognizes what produces a strong variation. It spontaneously identifies as important what clearly attracts attention. Thus, during many periods of searching, exploration, or clarification, the person feels that something is happening precisely because there is a visible interactivity, new questions, new understandings, new associations, new shifts in perception. This activity gives the impression of moving forward. It makes the path perceptible. It creates reference points. It even sometimes allows inner changes to be measured. Then, without any apparent rupture, another phase may appear. Questions become less numerous. Understandings no longer follow one another. With the same intensity, the need to formulate diminishes. Certain old tensions no longer return with the same force. The inner rhythm changes, and it is often here that a particular doubt arises. Since fewer visible things are happening, a thought sometimes appears. Is the movement slowing down? This question is extremely common. It does not necessarily indicate a deep worry. It mainly reflects a habitual way of reading experience. As long as something produces intensity, it appears alive. When that intensity decreases, the mind may believe the process is losing strength. Yet, in many cases, what diminishes is not depth. It is simply the visibility of the inner work. A large part of real maturation does not manifest through spectacular changes. It resembles more a silent integration. What was previously understood gradually ceases to remain a strongly present conscious content and becomes a more natural way of inhabiting experience. This transition is difficult to perceive because it produces less contrast. At the beginning of an important change, the old framework and the new framework still strongly confront one another. Awareness feels this shift because there is a visible gap between what was familiar and what is emerging. But when this gap begins to dissolve, the newness ceases to signal itself. It becomes simpler, more continuous, less spectacular. As in any deep learning process, intensity often belongs more to the transitional phase than to the phase of integration. When a person learns to drive, each gesture at first requires strong attention. The movement is conscious, sometimes tense, sometimes intensely observed. Then comes a moment when driving becomes natural. The skill does not disappear, it simply ceases to constantly draw attention to itself. It is often the same with many human understandings. As long as they are not integrated, they strongly stand out. When they become more natural, they cease to produce the same effect of novelty. The mind may then believe that nothing is happening anymore. In reality, what is taking place is often more stable than before. Another difficulty appears here. The human brain is built to detect variations more easily than continuities. A strong change immediately captures attention. A prolonged stabilization quickly becomes less perceptible. Thus, when a person moves through a calmer period, they may underestimate what has already changed. Because that change no longer creates the same inner contrast. The old tensions are no longer there with the same force, but precisely because they have withdrawn, they become less visible. The person notices less what is no longer acting. This explains why certain important maturations sometimes create the paradoxical impression of a slowing down. It is not that there is less transformation, it is that the transformation has ceased to present itself in dramatic form. This phenomenon also affects the relationship to inner questions. During certain phases, thought continually produces new formulations. Ideas connect, observations multiply, interpretations seem abundant. Then comes a time when words themselves become less necessary, not because intelligence diminishes, but because part of what previously had to be constantly formulated begins to hold without permanent commentary. This reduction of inner commentary can be misunderstood. The mind, accustomed to producing verbal movement, may interpret silence as an absence of progression. Yet, in many cases, this silence indicates rather that a part of existence no longer requires being continually explained. This deeply changes the quality of daily life. Days may seem simpler, less filled with inner questions, less burdened by the need for analysis. And yet, the way these days are lived often reveals more stability than before. Certain situations disturb less. Certain old worries no longer take up all the space. Certain expectations lose their intensity. But because this change operates quietly, it is sometimes perceived only afterward. Another characteristic of this phase is that the person gradually ceases to constantly monitor their own inner movement. Previously, there may have been a continuous attention. Am I moving forward? Am I more stable? Am I clearer? Is something truly changing? This monitoring itself participated in the sensation of movement. When this monitoring diminishes, calm becomes greater, but the mind may then lack its usual reference points. It no longer knows how to measure. Yet this need to measure is precisely what begins to lose its centrality. Real maturation becomes less quantifiable, less observable. It manifests itself mainly in the way of living, in the quality of reactions, in the reduction of certain tensions, in the new simplicity of certain gestures. One question then becomes useful. What has truly changed, even if it no longer produces intensity? Often, the answer appears in very simple details. A situation once heavy is now lived through with more lightness. An old expectation no longer occupies as much space. An ordinary day no longer seems to lack depth. A worry passes without prolonging itself. A silence no longer disturbs as much. These signs are often more reliable than a sensation of intense progression. They indicate that something has become more natural. And this naturalness, precisely because it no longer seeks to signal itself, often constitutes the strongest mark of real integration. There is a fundamental paradox here. The deeper an understanding becomes, the less it needs to be felt as exceptional. It ceases to be an event. It becomes an ordinary way of being present. Calm then ceases to be suspect. It is no longer read as an absence of movement. It becomes the recognition that not every important movement necessarily produces contrast. Some of the most decisive transformations become almost silent. They do not strongly distinguish themselves. They simply accompany life with less resistance. It is often at this point that one discovers that real stability does not resemble prolonged intensity, it resembles a growing absence, of unnecessary struggle, and when this absence of struggle begins to become familiar, calm no longer appears as a slowing down. It becomes a mature form of continuity.
Définition officielle UB2, séquence par laquelle une réalité atteint progressivement sa pleine cohérence. Il organise la progression jusqu'à maturité.
Il implique des étapes. Il soutient la croissance. Il prépare une stabilisation progressive. Cohérence durable. Définition officielle UB2, cohérence capable de traverser le temps sans se dissoudre sous l'effet des variations. Elle demeure stable malgré l'évolution. Elle demeure lisible, elle reste stable, elle supporte l'évolution sans perte d'axe.
Série 9, famille A, architecture transmissible. Définition officielle, UB2, structure suffisamment claire et stable pour être transmise sans perte majeure de cohérence.
Elle demeure lisible au-delà de son contexte immédiat. Elle demeure lisible pour un tiers. Elle supporte le passage du temps. Elle conserve son axe sans dépendre de son auteur.
Architecture de continuité. Définition officielle UB2. Structure conçue pour permettre qu'un contenu demeure intelligible à travers les changements de contexte.
Elle relie les phases sans rupture de sens. Elle relie les phases. Elle maintient le sens. Elle assure le passage entre générations de lecture.
Stabilité de lecture.
Définition officielle UB2, capacité d'un texte ou d'une structure à rester compréhensible malgré des lectures successives.
Elle préserve la lisibilité malgré les reprises.
Elle suppose une clarté de formulation. Elle maintient une cohérence interne. Elle réduit l'ambiguïté excessive.
Cohérence de transmission.
Définition officielle UB2, accord entre ce qui est formulé, ce qui est compris et ce qui peut être repris sans déformation majeure.
Elle maintient l'accord entre formulation et reprise.
Elle réduit les glissements de sens. Elle soutient la continuité du contenu. Elle favorise une transmission fidèle.
Vérité de maturation.
Définition officielle.
UB2, vérité qui devient progressivement pleinement intelligible à mesure que la conscience mûrit.
Elle se révèle selon un rythme de maturation.
Elle ne se livre pas entièrement d'un seul coup.
Elle s'éclaire par étapes.
Elle soutient une compréhension progressive.
Présence de continuité.
Définition officielle, UB2, ce qui maintient un fil stable à travers les changements d'état ou de compréhension.
Elle porte un lien constant entre les phases.
Elle soutient la permanence.
Elle relie les phases.
Elle maintient un axe continu.
Structure de passage.
Définition officielle.
UB2.
Organisation permettant le franchissement d'un seuil sans rupture de cohérence.
Elle accompagne le passage avec stabilité.
Elle accompagne la transition.
Elle évite la discontinuité brutale.
Elle soutient une cohérence progressive.
Conscience durable.
Définition officielle.
UB2. Conscience capable de conserver son axe malgré les variations de situation.
Elle demeure stable malgré les fluctuations.
Elle maintient une orientation stable.
Elle ne dépend pas d'un état momentané.
Elle soutient une continuité intérieure.
Ordre de clarification.
Définition officielle.
UB2, séquence par laquelle une compréhension devient progressivement plus nette sans altérer son contenu essentiel.
Il organise la clarification sans déformation.
Il implique une distinction croissante.
Il réduit la confusion.
Il soutient une justesse progressive.
Fondement transmissible.
Définition officielle.
UB2, ce qui peut servir durablement de base commune à d'autres, sans nécessiter reconstruction complète.
Il sert de base stable pour la reprise.
Il supporte la reprise.
Il demeure intelligible.
Il permet une continuité structurée.
Série 10, famille A, architecture lisible.
Définition officielle.
UB2. Organisation suffisamment claire pour demeurer compréhensible sans surcharge explicative.
Elle maintient une lisibilité durable.
Elle facilite l'accès au contenu.
Elle réduit la surcharge explicative.
Elle soutient une compréhension stable.
Structure durable.
Définition officielle.
UB2. Organisation capable de traverser le temps sans perdre sa cohérence essentielle.
Elle demeure valable malgré les variations. Elle supporte les variations. Elle conserve sa tenue. Elle demeure exploitable dans la durée. Cohérence fondatrice. Définition officielle. U. B2. Accord interne initial qui permet à l'ensemble de rester juste dans ses développements ultérieurs. Elle oriente solidement l'ensemble dès l'origine. Elle oriente le départ. Elle conditionne la solidité future. Elle soutient une continuité fiable. Ordre de permanence. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation par laquelle une réalité demeure identifiable malgré les changements de forme. Il préserve l'identité à travers les variations. Il maintient le fil. Il protège la continuité. Il soutient une permanence lisible. Vérité transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2. Vérité suffisamment claire pour être reprise sans perte majeure de sens. Elle demeure communicable sans déformation majeure. Elle reste communicable. Elle conserve son axe. Elle supporte la reformulation juste. Niveau de maturité. Définition officielle, UB2, degré atteint par une conscience, une structure ou une compréhension dans sa capacité de stabilité. Il indique un degré réel d'intégration. Il permet d'évaluer la profondeur. Il mesure la cohérence. Il soutient la capacité de maintien. Stabilité de fond. Définition officielle. UB2. Stabilité qui ne dépend pas d'un état momentané, mais d'une cohérence intérieure durable. Elle persiste sous les variations visibles. Elle persiste sous variation. Elle soutient l'ensemble silencieusement. Elle maintient une base durable. Conscience clarifiée. Définition officielle. UB2. Conscience ayant réduit suffisamment ses zones de confusion pour distinguer avec justesse. Elle perçoit avec davantage de netteté. Elle perçoit plus nettement. Elle relie avec sobriété. Elle répond avec moins de dispersion. Structure d'héritage. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation pensée pour être reprise sans dépendre de son contexte d'origine. Elle facilite une reprise durable. Elle facilite la continuité. Elle permet une transmission intergénérationnelle. Elle soutient une reprise cohérente. Base de continuité. Définition officielle. UB2. Ce qui permet qu'un contenu demeure vivant, lisible et transmissible à travers le temps. Elle sert de support minimal de continuité. Elle soutient la reprise. Elle garantit une continuité minimale. Elle maintient l'axe fondamental.